The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Now, the weather might be grim today, but it is going to get better. Let's get the good news now from Carlow Weather's Alan O'Reilly. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning, Claire.
Heavy traffic today because the weather was bad. It was raining. Once the rain starts, the traffic comes out. But it is not going to be like this for the month.
Well, we certainly hope so, Claire. And I think a lot of people in Dublin would have had maybe not much sleep last night, given the thunderstorms that a lot of my followers are telling me kept them awake in Dublin. So we have more rain coming this week. It's going to be unsettled for pretty much all of the week. The weather models, though, are trending towards high pressure returning to us. But you might need to be a bit patient now, Claire, because it could be another 10 days before it actually starts to really push up over Ireland. So we're looking at around a change of around 11th, 12th of June, maybe even the 13th, that we hope that we will start to see some high pressure pushing back up from the south and give us a return to what people would hope and expect for Irish summer.
But now we have these long range weather forecasts. We can tell that we're probably going to get a couple of weeks out of it at least, are we, once it comes?
Well, the problem with these long-range forecasts, Claire, is they're not as reliable as people might want them to be. So they can kind of give you an indication. And sometimes, you know, you look at the broader trends. So you say, like, high pressure is going to come up towards Ireland. But, you know, if that stalls just south of us, there could be a huge difference between, say, the northwest and the southeast of the country. So trying to kind of predict exactly where that high pressure is going to end up is tricky. But there is some better weather modelling and some better science on the horizon that is starting to get, you know, better at forecasting the big picture, I suppose, rather than trying to say, is it going to be nice in Dublin or is it going to be nice in Donegal in 10 days' time?
Yeah, see, I was always taught that you never accept any sort of forecast beyond 10 days. But then when I saw Met Air and had these relatively new long-range weather forecasts telling us pretty much what the summer was going to be like, I thought, aha, we've moved on and we have progressed. But you're saying don't pay too much heed to them.
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't go booking the summer holiday staycation based on them for sure, Claire, because that could lead to great disappointment. But they are certainly interesting. And I think generally, to be fair, you know, when you look probably for the first 2 weeks, there's some good kind of confidence in that. But once you go beyond that, it really does become very, very uncertain.
Now, that thunderstorm last night, I didn't hear a bit of it, by the way, but clearly some people did, as you say, who've been getting in touch with you this morning. Where did that come out of?
Yeah, so we had some thunderstorms moving up through the Midlands, kind of went from Kilkenny up into Kildare, into Meath, and then into Dublin. And that was kind of early in the evening, nighttime. But then around, I think, 2 or 3 a.m., there was more thunderstorms that kicked off around Dublin. And some people reported a lot of thunder. We have these showers and we have a lot more showers to come. Like, we're looking at a lot of rain this week, to be honest with you, over 30 millimetres of rain, likely in some places between now and the weekend. The only thing is, the worst of it at times would be kind of short lived. So you will need to kind of look at the radar, look at the forecast and, you know, maybe plan getting out in between the spells of rain. The worst of it on Friday looks to be hopefully overnight Friday night. So hopefully for Saturday, things will start to improve when that rain clears away.
All right. Well, some of the plans definitely needed some rain, whether they need 30 millimetres or not, I'm not too sure. But Alan, let's wait for the 11th of June anyway, and hopefully we'll get a couple of weeks at least out of it then. Thanks so much, Alan O'Reilly there from Carlow Weather.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.